Doug Oster from Everybody Gardens in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and you're listening to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, and all your dreams will come true. Not really, but you'll learn to garden.
Well, when it comes to planting early in the spring, some people think that gardening season only lasts from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and that's simply not the case for many gardeners, where you can utilize the space early on as soon as the soil can be worked, and late up to and even beyond the first frost of the year in the fall. So we're going to go over 10 cool weather crops that you can get in your ground right away as soon as the soil can be worked that you may not be familiar that can be planted this time of year.
So the first one we want to talk about is, these are in no particular order,
No order whatsoever. All of these can be planted in raised beds, ground garden, or containers as well. And straw bales, assuming that the container is large enough to sustain the plant that we're growing here.
So beets are a fun root crop to grow. And so a couple things about beets. One is that you can direct sow them, which is ideal, and they're a root crop. So you want to have as much sun as possible. And they also, they are a cool weather crop. But then, so what happens when you plant beets is the seed is basically a cluster of seeds. It's typically like two or three seeds kind of meshed together. So when the beets start to sprout, you just need to take a scissors, snip back every, like in each little cluster of sprouts, you can snip back and the ones that, so you pick the one that looks the best and then you snip back the other ones. Don't pull it out, just snip it back.
Right.
And then you'll have a nice beet.
Yeah, if you don't, you're just going to have a bunch of beet greens and very little to no bulb development. And we've made this mistake, and many gardeners do because they don't understand it. Swiss chard is a similar type of seed, but you grow Swiss chard. We'll talk about that in a moment. You don't have to thin those out at all.
Right. So then we have broccoli and cauliflower. These are a lot of stuff in the brassica family. These are part of the brassica family. It's just basically also known as cruciferous family as well.
And
broccoli,
and
cauliflower.
We can't grow it
to save our lives, but maybe you can.
Last week we talked to Standard Processing farm hand, Christine, and she explained that they plant 70,000 broccoli and cauliflower plants a year. We want to get them in the ground very early. They like cool temperatures, good a firm base around the plant, and you should have some success. So we might try one or two and just see.
Why?
And just see. It's been several years. We've got a lot more knowledge about growing the plant.
I know. We can definitely try and see.
And just
see
one
what
or
happens.
Two. We're not going to utilize a whole bed,
right,
though.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Peas are fun to grow in the spring. One thing I want to say about that, though, is you want to make sure, since you're direct sowing them, they're large seeds. One, you can soak your seeds, which is good. But you want to know approximately how many seeds you're going to soak. Otherwise, you just have a bunch of wet seeds and nothing to do with them.
And you got
to
find somewhere to put them.
You want to definitely trellis your peas. They grow up. You don't have to do anything fancy. You can just take some string along a T-post. You can even use a tomato cage and just add some strings.
Or just throw a limb that's fell off the tree. Just something to allow them their tendrils to attach to, because they have very weak stems. If you don't trellis them, they will fall over and you'll lose 90% of your production because the plant's not going to produce because the stem can't do that.
Right. So peas are fun to grow, and just make sure when you're direct seeding any of these items, make sure your soil is not too wet. If your soil is too wet, the seeds aren't going to grow. They're just going to rot in the ground. So you might be itching to get out there, especially on one of these warmer days coming up. But when you walk through your yard, it's just mush, so you want to think about that.
Each one of these seeds require a different soil temperature, so just do your research.
Now, kohlrabi, a lot of people don't always know what kohlrabi is. It is part of the cruciferous brassica family. It's kind of a combination between a cabbage and a rutabaga, something like that. It has kind of that flavor. It's bland, but not bland. I don't know how to explain it. A lot of people like it.
Yeah, but if you're unsure, you want to get one from the store. It's not going to have the same pop as a fresh one does, but at least you'll know whether or not you want to grow it. And the bulb, which grows above the ground, is edible. That's the edible portion, as well as the leaves. The leaves are three times more nutrient dense than the actual bulb itself. So if you're looking for something that's packed with a lot of nutrients, kohlrabi is the cool weather crop for you.
Now we got radishes. Radishes are fun to grow, especially if you have kids, because they only take about 30 days, so you can get them excited and jazzed about the radishes, and then before you know it, they're They're here.
Yeah,
they're ready.
And they come there. It's not just a traditional red radish. There's purple radishes. There's white radishes. Those are the icicles. They have Spanish black radishes. Those got a little more heat. They've got Easter egg varieties, which is a light blue, light pink, off white.
So there's a lot of options.
A lot of options.
Kind of fun. And
30 days.
A lot of uses. They're quick.
The benefit with radishes is, one, people are sometimes familiar with the radish bulb being hot when they eat it because it's gotten drier too much. You can boil that for 5 minutes. It reduces the heat right away. Additionally, you can let the radish go to seed or bolt, put flowers on, and then they become pods. They look like little pea pods that are coming off the flower. Those are edible, and they don't contain the heat like the bulb does. And our niece and nephew love them.
Yeah, definitely.
There also is a variety called rat tail that does not produce a bulb. It simply produces those radish pods that are for edible consumption.
Okay, so then we got spinach. Spinach is a classic. A lot of people don't realize that they think that spinach is a little bit more hardier than it is, and it's not. It's a cool weather crop.
It's sensitive.
It's very sensitive. It's hardier than like leaf lettuce in a way because leaves are usually thicker. But as far as the heat, the day length, it's not. It's a spring crop or a fall crop, and it's easy to grow typically. Then we got pak choy or bok choy. This is a Chinese cabbage.
It's cool weather. All of these can be grown in the spring, as we talked about, as well as in the fall. You want to figure out the time in your area when you can get these in the ground and project when you can harvest them. They can handle a frost. They cannot handle a hard freeze, though. Leaf lettuce and manzua is the next one here.
Mizuna.
That's a spicier.
It's got a little
pepper
bite.
Taste.
Yeah, it's got kind of peppery.
It's not bad.
No, it's not. It's not like going to burn your mouth like a hot pepper, but it has a peppery taste. And we're growing some in container.
Oh, yeah, in the kitchen. Yeah.
And I came home the other day, and Joey's like, "Try this," and it was the Mizuna, and it was good.
The leaf lettuce, we're all familiar with that. We want to direct sow that heavily because then you can have a whole carpet full of leaf lettuce. If you do it in a container, just as thick as you can put the seeds on. Don't space them out like the book says. Intensely plant the leaf lettuce. If you're going to grow romaine lettuce, there is a green variety and a red variety of romaine lettuce that you can purchase or start. We recommend the red romaine simply because you get about 2.5-3 weeks longer during the season, during the warm summer months, before it goes to bolt, before it goes to seed or gets bitter. And the bitterness of that leaf or that romaine lettuce is the central vein. If you remove that central vein and eat the actual leaf structure, it's just like eating regular lettuce. That bitterness or that heat, that untastefulness part of it is that central vein. So remove that and you can have lettuce almost all summer long. Also planting it in a partial shade area to try to trick the plant thinking the day is not 12 hours long but only 9 hours long. You get a little more longevity out of your leaf lettuce as well.
So we have mustard greens, any greens really. You could do turnip greens, mustard greens. I can't think of any more greens off the top of my head right now.
Collard greens.
These are all good cool weather crops too that you can grow. They're just like any other green.
It has a peppery taste now. This is not just a giant leaf lettuce plant. There is some heat that goes into some of these plants. So.
Right, and they can be invasive too.
Based on your sensitivity of your tongue, you know, that type of thing. Turnips and rutabagas. This is what we have found after 9 years of trying it. It is a fall plant. We have tried and had, out of 9 years, we've had successful in growing rutabagas one time in the spring. We harvested them in July. What we have found is we plant them both in August, the first day of August, and rutabagas are 90 days to harvest, turnips are 60 days to harvest. And because the days get shorter and cooler, they seem to love that more than the spring time when the days get longer and warmer. So we have found that works really, really well. So turnips and rutabagas.
And then we have spring garlic, and we did this last year. You planted it, end of March.
Well, we planted it as soon as the ground could be where. As soon as I could chisel it in the ground, I did a dozen plants. Because what occurs with garlic is it needs cold cycles on it in order to divide in the bulb correctly. If you just plant it in May 1st, you're not going to have a good garlic harvest. I would recommend, and we recommend planting it in fall so it can establish and then pop up in the spring. But spring garlic does work. It does work, and it was moderately successful, but you have to get it into when the soil can be worked, and then it goes through a couple freezes and thaws in order to try to get that cold cycle on it. Another one quickly is carrots.
Oh, yeah, carrots.
Carrots are not a hot summer plant. It's a cool weather plant. You plant it early in the spring, raised bed container, very loose soil.
And then
soil.
By July, you're harvesting it.
Yeah, 70 days for carrots works very well with it. So that's just some of the cool weather crops that you can plant in your garden right now and get them established as soon as the soil can be worked. Now, keep that in mind and keep the long-range forecast in mind. If it's going to be warm today and the soil can be worked and it's going to be frozen the next couple of days, you've got to be conscious about that.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.